And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wendy Cease, and I'm deeply troubled by the recent passing and signing of House Bill 2 by the North Carolina General Assembly and Governor Pat McCrory. House Bill 2 bans local governments from prohibiting discrimination by private businesses. House Bill 2 negates local anti-discrimination laws and creates a statewide law that excludes sexual orientation and gender identity. House Bill 2 restricts the ability of our local governments to raise wages, protect employees, and ensure basic job standards. The bill was hurriedly passed through in a less than 12-hour special session of the General Assembly, a cowardly move by the GOP-led group to not include the public in a discourse about these far-reaching changes, which are a true assault on equality and civil rights. My Facebook page is replete with heartfelt messages from my fellow North Carolinians stating they are embarrassed, ashamed, and perplexed by this regressive legislation. My reaction is similar, and my first question is why? Why do the members of the North Carolina General Assembly want to impede North Carolina's ability to compete and grow? With the major issues of public education, food insecurity and poverty, access to health care, infrastructure, why are our legislators choosing to spend their time making up ludicrous public safety concerns and crafting laws that are at their very core nasty and unnecessary? As a North Carolinian born and bred, whose family farmed the land to create opportunity and prosper, I want to know why. I want to know why because my daily experiences of growing up, going to school, living, and working in North Carolina don't mirror what our state government is doing. In North Carolina, including the rural part where I grew up, I've always been surrounded by creatives, entrepreneurs, and hardworking people who subscribe to the all boats rise mentality. Maybe why is not the right question. My new question is what? What am I going to do about this insulting action? I don't know the answer to that question yet, but I do know this. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight to get my state back, my North Carolina. And I promise you, when a woman born and raised in Johnston County, North Carolina, decides to fight, you better watch out. This is Wendy Cease.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.